It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Borahe Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
Hey, welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thank you, as always, for making your way here, checking out the series. Of course, you know what to do. If you like what you see, what you hear, hit that subscribe button. I put out three new interviews every single week, new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can do it at all the usual places in podcast land, including iTunes and Apple Podcasts, and Spotify, Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, or, of course, right here on YouTube. Anywhere you get your podcasts from, subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, I get to talk with actor Noah Jupe. Now, you know Noah from lots of things. I'm looking at, of course, A Quiet Place, 1 and 2. It's going to be in the third one coming up. Maybe in Honey Boy, Wonder, Ford versus Ferrari, Suburbicon. He's back in Netflix's new animated film called The Magician's Elephant. So I'm going to ask him, of course, what attracted him to this script? It's based on a book, and he was a little familiar with the book. I didn't know the book, so I went into this one completely blank on it, didn't know what to expect, and found that this is one of the most beautiful and heartwarming animated films that I've seen in quite some time. So we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about the amazing cast that also includes Mandy Patinkin, that plays Noah's character's guardian, what it was like working with him. In fact, what it was like working with all of this cast without ever meeting any of them, as you do with a lot of voiceovers and animated films. You do it in isolation. You don't actually do it live. This is also Noah's very first voice acting gig, and it's its own art form. So we're definitely going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about the music. Mark Mothersbaugh did the music for The Magician's Elephant. So that's going to open the door. I'm going to ask Noah what he's listening to these days. And if you follow Noah, he's got some favorites. So you're going to hear maybe something you've heard before. We're going to get a little bit of the why he's listening to who he's listening to. And we'll get what he's doing in the future. You know, up until this point, you know, Noah just turned 18. So he's really been in the world of child actor. He's making that turn, it seems. He's looking for different types of characters. We'll get into that as well. So let's do this. We're talking The Magician's Elephant. It's Kyle Meredith with Noah Jupe.
Hey, man, how are you?
I'll say the thing that I'm sure you've been hearing all day. Congratulations. What a beautiful, magical movie that The Magician's Elephant is.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm sure it's the most obvious place to start, but what was it about this that attracted you to? What drew you to this story?
I guess I remember it being like mid lockdown. I was feeling pretty depressed, pretty like horrible, as I'm sure everyone was. And I was just like, my mum was like, oh, I have this script, send it through to me. And I was just in my room and I read it, and it just made my day. It just made me have such a positive day after that, and like really rethink everything and just have hope and be able to like have the positivity again. And then I was like, to bring this to life would be pretty awesome. And yeah, that's when I was like, I've got to do this.
And that's not always a given. I mean, there was a lot of people saying, I want to project hope into the world through arts, through movies, through music, you know, whatever it was. And, you know, it might have been with all a good intention, but not every one of them sort of hit the mark. And I really feel like this one did, you
Yeah,
know?
it's true. I mean, I guess with every movie you wanna sort of display some sort of message. And I feel like this message is pretty straightforward, but it's quite difficult to achieve. It's like to really have that hope and belief in the impossible is something that is easier said than done. But I really feel like, it gives you the motivation. This movie gives you the motivation to really believe in the impossible a little bit more.
Yeah, and it really couldn't have been better timed. I mean, as we talk about the magic of it, rebelieving in magic, hope, as you keep on saying those words that are repeated, what if? I mean, it's just this. Now, it was a book before, is that right?
It was.
Yeah. Were you familiar with that at all, or was this all new territory when it came to you?
It were the I'd heard of the book. I'd seen it around, I think it was in like my classroom as a kid. And I'd heard about how great it was, and then so when the script came through, I was like, oh, I've heard of this before. But yeah, the story is just, and it's great because I know that a lot of people were impacted a lot by the book, and now that same message and that same story can impact more people. And it kind of re sparks that message and
Right.
sends out people, which is great.
So then you get into the character. Had you done voice work like this before?
Nope, never. This is my first like voiceover job.
Bringing to life a character only through your voice, right? Like, what did you find that your process was like for that?
It was a lot harder than I thought it was gonna be. I gotta give it credit to, voiceover actors. It takes a lot out of you. It takes way more than you would think to kind of really, just get all of your emotion into your voice and to have that musicality in your voice to match the level of the animation, because these animations are so highly emotional already without your voice. It's almost like they don't fucking need you. But yeah, so you have to bring all of that, and you have to match the energy of the beautiful animation. And that's really tough. And we were doing like 4 hour sessions, so afterwards I would like crash in the car and be like out. A lot out of me.
Were you, because I know a lot of time you're isolated from the rest of the cast, you know, was that the case for you?
Yeah, it was, sadly. And I think all of the cast will agree, like, at a different time, we probably might have been able to be in the same room, but I think for this one, it worked out, and it was good, because I think, Wendy Rogers, who directed this, she really had such an incredible vision of the entire piece, and she's so great with actors and talking to actors and articulating her vision. So being able to see each separate person, know what level they were at, sort of bring the actors up to match each other. I think she was very good at that, which, we're very lucky.
And we'll be right back right after this.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always on the verge of death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan. Additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Noah Jupe. And I should mention, you know, some of that cast. I mean, geez, you got Mandy Patinkin, you know, playing your guardian in this. I mean, talk about speaking of someone who what they can do with their voice.
Oh my God, I was quite intimidated actually when I first heard that he was playing Vilna, and when I first heard him, I think I it almost like brought me to tears a little bit, because it's just, you read a script, and I'd already done like four sessions, so that's like a load of hours of hearing someone reading his voice and reading that script and seeing the lines on the page. And then when Wendy was like, "Oh yeah, we have some, lines from Mandy," and played it out with kind of like a little bit of a visual, it was electrifying. Like his voice is just like blows you away.
Have you guys, now that it's done, have you all been able to get around each other?
No, we haven't. I think the premiere, hopefully, a few of us will be there, and we'll be able to all meet each other. But it will be like, our characters will have, met each other a thousand times before, and it'll be the first time that we've probably, seen each other, which is
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
crazy.
Because yeah, any other movie, everybody talks about, oh, you end up some sort of a family for a little bit, and like you all have the shared experience without ever having known each other. That's funny.
Yeah, it's strange, but yeah.
I also saw that Mark Mothersbaugh did the music to this. Mark was in Devo, and he's such a great.
I didn't even know that he was doing this until recently when I saw it, because there's so many people, it's almost sad. You're on these Zooms, and there's like 15 people there, all with their screens off, but all listening and all having a separate job, with and you just want to get to know everyone, and there's so much that goes into the like something like this, especially with animation. And you wish that you can like find out more, but about what's going on. And I did ask a lot of questions whenever I could about the process of it, and yeah, I learned a lot from it. But there's just too many people that are such incredible jobs on it, which is amazing.
I always love seeing his name on it. I mean, such a fan of what he does, and the music really adds to this. And I was sort of had that in mind, the music and the music side of it. And then I'm seeing what else you're doing, because you come out of this with Dreamin' Wild,
Yeah.
and God, that album is such a big album around our house. I didn't even know it was a movie until I started researching this stuff.
I love that album a lot. And in fact, that year that I shot that movie, I was like the top 0.001% of like the listeners of Donny and Joe Emerson that year. I was like obsessed. I would just have it on all the time. It's such a great album.
Not to throw you on the spot, what are you listening to these days? If that's even an answerable question.
I at the moment want to say Fred Again, man. I love Fred Again. I'm very into his, just all of his stuff. And I saw him in concert recently, and that just made me love him even more. He's a spectacle, and yeah, he's amazing.
Good. I saw you talking about that, oh, not too long ago, and I think that's what made me like really center in on. I was like, I gotta check this out. It was,
Yeah.
yeah, I'm glad you gave the recommendation out anyway. So
Yeah.
yeah. And then just seeing what you're doing, with everything else. I mean, I know Quiet Place 3 is coming up to, like, is this the moment, like, in the past you've had the child actor thing, and you're not that age anymore, and it seems to be you're shifting your types of characters. Is that on purpose?
Yeah, I mean, I'd hope so. I'd hope I'd be like shifting. I hope I'd be shifting characters every single movie. That would be, great for me. But I mean, I turned 18 last week, so it's a big moment for me. I'm getting ready for the next part of my life. There's a bunch of stuff that could happen. Each one as exciting as the next. The only thing that I guess is concrete is obviously Dreamin' Wild, and then I just finished this Apple show in Paris about Benjamin Franklin. With Michael Douglas playing Benjamin Franklin, which is pretty awesome. And so I'm excited about that. And but yeah, there's a lot of exciting stuff that could be going on in the next few years for me. And I just like taking it one by one, and just keeping my feet on the ground, hopefully.
A good mantra to have right there. And I saw the pic Paris in Fashion Week, and Listen, I'm saying this with a plain shirt on, but you have a really great sense of style that I actually like seeing what you're doing out there. It seems like that's an important part of your personality as well.
Thank you. Yeah, Paris Fashion Week is something I've discovered recently because I obviously spent so much time there. It happens like way more than you think it does. It's not like just once a year. It's like a couple of times. But yeah, I've been to a couple of them now and just like they're crazy weeks.
Yeah.
They're really fun. You have a great time.
Well, Noah, congratulations on all that. Congratulations on, again, on The Magician's Elephant. This is such a magical movie that I can't wait to watch again. And honestly, Will, I've got a kid. We're going to watch it. I love what you're doing out there. So thanks for taking the time to talk about it.
Thanks, man. That means a lot. Thank you.
And my thanks to Noah Jupe, The Magician's Elephant. It's out now on Netflix. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. Again, before you get out of here, please do hit that subscribe button. You do that, I'll give you 3 brand new interviews every single week. It's a new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover some new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcasts, at Spotify and Podchaser, NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. Subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern. An hour full of song premieres and music news, anniversary spins, bonus interviews, Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. Eastern at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also find me on the old social media spots. That's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all 3 of them. The address is at Kyle Meredith. So I do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
At Planet Fitness, we're declaring it. This is the year of getting stronger. And future stronger you can get started now by saving $28 or more when you join today. You in? We have all the best-in-class equipment you could ever need to keep stepping it up. And free fitness training to help you mix up your routine. Plus, most clubs are open 24 hours. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends February 28th. See home club for details.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.